This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. A University of Missouri program that places doctors in rural areas is receiving national recognition. The program of the Medical School's Area Health Education Center was honored with a top award recently by the National Area Health Education Center Organization. The Medical School's Rural Track Pipeline program guides undergraduates to rural settings for training during medical school and ultimately seeks to place them in rural practices. The university says more than 450 medical students have participated in the program since its creation in 1995. 65% of those who took part practiced medicine in Missouri, nearly half of them in rural areas of the state. Dave Spence, the Republican nominee for governor, has been endorsed by the Missouri Farm Bureau's Regional Political Action Committees. Marshall Griffin has the details.
Both Spence and Democratic incumbent Jay Nixon spoke to Farm Bureau members Friday. Spence told them that his business background will translate well in handling agricultural issues.
If you want an advocate to stand up to the DNR and the EPA and all the crazy regulations that come out of D.C. by bureaucrats that have no idea what's going on in the real world, I got your back.
Nixon also delivered an anti-Washington sermon, telling Farm Bureau members that he opposed the Obama administration's proposal to regulate how much work teenagers can do on family farms. But in the end, it wasn't enough. Farm Bureau members also endorsed GOP Congressman Todd Akin for U.S. Senate over Democrat Claire McCaskill. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Opponents of a Cape Girardeau ordinance that established an urban deer hunting program says they have enough signatures to put that issue to a vote. The Southeast Missourian reports the organizer of Keep Cape Safe says more than 3,000 petition signatures are on hand and notarized. Only 2,446 signatures are needed to get a referendum on the ballot. The City Council in July approved bow hunting of deer inside Cape Girardeau city limits. Last week, the council rejected a request to put the deer hunts to a public vote, prompting opponents to begin the petition drive. The hunt is scheduled to begin September 15th. Supporters say it is needed to cull a deer population that is causing traffic accidents and ruining landscape inside the city. Ecologists in Kansas and Missouri say extreme temperatures are killing a large number of butterflies and could hurt their southern migration next month. Millions of monarch butterflies are expected to migrate south through the two states in less than a month in their seasonal trip from Canada to Mexico. KSHB-TV reports that the Powell Botanical Gardens annual butterfly festival east of Kansas City is seeing the lowest number of monarchs in a decade. University of Kansas Monarch Watch Director Chip Taylor says flowers that should bloom in the fall already are finished blooming, which could be a problem for butterflies that need the plant's nectar for their journey. Horticulturists say fewer butterflies could also mean fewer birds, bees, and flowers as the drought continues. The Missouri Association of School Nurses is urging parents to get their children vaccinated against meningitis. The association is among several health groups across the country urging the vaccination. A new report says only about half of Missouri's teens are vaccinated against the disease. Meningitis is rare but often deadly. It can be spread through common school activities such as sharing water bottles and drinking glasses. 10% of those who contract it die, sometimes within a day. Public health officials recommend vaccination starting at age 11 or 12. The Missouri Farm Bureau's Regional Political Action Committee has endorsed Republican Todd Akin for U.S. Senate over Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill. At a forum Friday in Jefferson City, McCaskill told Farm Bureau members that she opposed her party's positions on a number of key issues, including the cap-and-trade energy bill and the Keystone Pipeline. She also seemed to indicate ahead of time that she knew she wouldn't get the Farm Bureau's endorsement.
I kind of wish that you guys could take the records and mark out the names at the top in the parties and make the call, because then I'd get the call. And I will tell you the other thing, I'm going to win this race, and it won't make any difference whether you endorse me or not, because I'm still going to be there fighting for you.
McCaskill also criticized Akin for blocking the farm bill in Congress, which she supports. But Akin defended his actions, saying the bill contains a massive increase in food stamps and other so-called entitlement programs. Missouri Farm Bureau members also endorsed Republican Dave Spence for governor over incumbent Democrat Jay Nixon. Missouri conservation officials are asking bow hunters to help keep track of wildlife by taking part in a survey. The State Conservation Department will mail surveys to participating bow hunters next month. They'll be asked to record how many deer, turkeys, and fur-bearing animals they see and where, when, and for how long they hunt. Conservation officials say the survey has been conducted since 1983 and helps the agency manage wildlife and set hunting rules. Missouri issued more than 190,000 bow hunting permits last year. About 7,000 of those hunters agreed to take part in the survey. The recession has been particularly hard on older workers, and many suspect age discrimination. Among them is Larry Wilson, a 57-year-old resident of St. Charles County. He told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that he long ago stopped counting the number of rejected employment applications and is resigned to the fact that he may never find a full-time job again. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that unemployed job seekers over 55 typically wait 56 weeks to find a job, far more than the 38-week average for the rest of the unemployed population. AARP President Robert Romesco says discrimination is hard to prove, but many job seekers in their 50s and older believe it exists. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.